This is BPNradio.com, and you're listening to Marketplace Saturday, where business leaders go to grow. Marketplace Saturday is designed for the entrepreneur, employee, or student that's looking to grow, learn, and become more today than they were yesterday. Now, here's your host for Marketplace Saturday, Rick Gentry.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Marketplace Saturday. This is Rick Gentry, your host for another hour of Marketplace Saturday here on BPNRadio.com. Be sure and tell all your friends about Marketplace Saturday, heard every Saturday from 9 a.m. till midnight Central Time right here on BPNRadio.com, where business people are helping business people grow. Stay tuned for more information on how you can host your own show on Marketplace Saturday or have a spot here on this business channel to promote your business. My special guest for this hour is Jeff Kinney. Jeff grew up in the California Bay Area, and Jeff led a church in Concord, California for 26 years. Jeff is a graduate of Bethany Bible College in Santa Cruz, California. In May 2015, God spoke to Jeff and his wife Missy about their assignment was coming to a close. The Lord urged them to finish strong, so they named their successors and went into the marketplace ministry. Today, Jeff and Missy work together in a family business serving buyers and sellers in real estate transactions. They started J.D. Kinney Properties, working with investors, and he flips homes with also his brothers and serves as publishing consultant with Good Catch Publishing, working with lead pastors and congregations to publish testimonies, evangelism, and books. To date, more than 200 books have been published, and more than 20,000 testimony books are sent out across the nation. The dream is to one testimony book in every single home in America. Jeff and Missy have a nonprofit organization as well called House of Hope Project, where they plan to purchase single-family homes to offer discounted rentals to qualifying single moms. I think that is amazing. I'd like at this time to welcome Jeff Kinney. Jeff, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic out here in good sunny California.
Well, I'm sure some people are hitting a golf ball today out there, Jeff. I'm sure it's beautiful.
It must be nice. I wish I was out there playing with them. but the world's run by tired and busy people, right?
Amen. I wish I was out there as well. I can only think about that. Get the dust off the clubs one day and maybe do it. So, Jeff, I just want to dive right in to some questions, but also I wanted to ask you why it's kind of fresh on everyone's mind. Do you have a website that you could share with us before we get started that people can go and check out?
Yeah. Simply, it's Jeff Kinney, JeffKenney, JeffKenneyHomes.com.
JeffKenneyHomes.com.
Yes, sir.
That's great. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be on BPN Radio and sharing with us here on Marketplace Saturday. Jeff, my first question to you is making a transition from full-time ministry after 26 years. That sounds like that would be kind of a tough transition to get right into the real estate business. Can you talk to us about maybe how you made that transition and maybe encourage folks that are thinking about doing that as well?
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, it was challenging. You know, my wife and I, we thought we'd pastor forever, and we had no idea that God would just thrust us out there. It was kind of like, you know, the Abraham story, God telling us to leave our country, and we just did not know what was around the corner. I will tell you that the transition was like grinding gears. You know, I mean, any transition, there's a challenge and some grinding. For example, those first 4 months, I got one commission check in 4 months, and it happened the third week of the fourth month, and the check was for $500. Wow. And you go from earning a good salary with we had a congregation of 1,000 folks or so, and a good salary for 26 years, steady Eddie every 2 weeks to living by faith. And boy, I was having some really rough mornings at 5 a.m. With some anxiety and really having to pray through that whole season. But yet God had spoken to us 10 years prior to that about giving. He gave us a promise about real estate. And so I just kept holding on to the promise. So when I made that transition, even though things in the natural didn't look good, you know, we kept sowing seed. We support your dad, for example, financially monthly, and we kept sowing that seed. We kept paying our tithe that I had set up through bill pay. We just kept making the tithe payment, giving the offerings that we were giving, because Proverbs tells us that a generous man will prosper. And here's what I love about that second part of the verse: he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And I just live by that. And so we just kept refreshing, knowing that one day soon, you know, keep on casting our bread, and one day soon it's going to come back to us. And so in that really dark season for those 4 months, we just kept plugging away, and God honored us. And we had, in the next 8 months, I'll tell you, the following 8 months in the business, for the first time in real estate, in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area, where there are 6,000 realtors, licensed realtors, we ranked number 131. I almost made a top 100 list for that first year, and all of that came in those 8 months. And so God, you know, he just blessed us and honored us through that season. It was tough, but we just kept doing what we knew to do. We prayed through it, and God got us through it.
Jeff,
we did it together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, your faith is very encouraging, and, you know, a lot of people would have maybe said, hey, I miss God, I quit, let's go back to the paycheck every 2 weeks. But you just kept going. I think that's what a blessing and what a testimony that is, Jeff.
Rick, when we were pastoring, I'd done a series about 10 years prior on the favor of God, and I was dealing with that portion of Scripture that talked about God restoring the fortunes of Israel. And the Spirit of the Lord told me on that Saturday that he would restore the fortunes that had been taken from my family, and he would restore it back to my siblings and I. And I just said, Holy Spirit, how? And he said, through real estate. My grandfather, after a second marriage that went bad, was stripped of a lot of property in the Salinas and the Monterey Peninsula, and it was worth a lot of money. And he started all over again at the age of 55. He died at 84 and left my mother a large sum of monies in property. There was a real estate home. He had duplexes. He had a butcher shop in San Francisco, a jewelry store in San Jose, and I don't know, probably today $8 to $10 million worth. And she went into a mental hospital and multiple mental hospitals. And after my grandfather passed away, the monies that were in her name, they slapped liens on all of it. And they took our inheritance, and the Holy Spirit was saying he's going to restore our fortunes. And man, it was a few years later that my brother went into real estate and started a company. Today he's got over 50 agents. He's doing fantastic. That's my twin. And then my older brother, and he started flipping homes about 6 years ago. And to date, the three of us have flipped 52 homes. And so God gave us the promise. So the promise was there, and the desire was there, but the provision hadn't yet shown up. But I'll tell you what, after those 4 months, the dark ages, if you will, we have seen the favor of God, the hand of God, and his blessing. So anyway, it's been a good season. So far, so good.
Jeff, thanks for sharing that with us. I really appreciate you sharing that, some history of your family and God's promise. But the faith that it took just to walk that out is amazing. And I have another question about starting a company. We know that starting companies take time, and also it's very costly. What advice would you give to our listeners today about starting a company?
Well, definitely you want advice from people who have already been there and done that, and those that perhaps have a model. My brother was a great model for me with his company, and I was able to, you know, he kind of laid down the tracks. And, you know, years ago I was in traffic, and I have a tendency in the Bay Area, we have a tendency to drive kind of crazy. And, you know, you add stress to already a stressful life. And I got in behind this 18-wheeler, and I just decided I'm just going to follow in behind that 18-wheeler and forget about getting anywhere fast. Just stay behind that, the security of staying behind somebody that's bigger than you. And that's kind of what, you know, I wanted to do in business. I wanted to get behind somebody that was bigger than I was, somebody that, you know, I might not go as fast as I'd like to go, but just get behind Steady Eddie and let him kind of help you plow through, you know, all that traffic and all that congestion. And so my advice would be get in behind somebody who's doing it, somebody that will mentor you, somebody that will pour into you, somebody that will encourage you. And there were times in that, those dark ages, if you will, those dark 4 months, right before I kind of came out of that fog or that funk, I don't want to call it a depression, but I guess some could. My brother one day took me down, and the four of us, his wife and my wife, the four of us went down on a holiday weekend to Santa Cruz. And boy, I'll tell you what, that was when I was at the lowest of my low. And he encouraged me. While he was encouraging me, his phone rang about 6 different times with real estate transactions. And he said, "Jeff," he goes, "I know this doesn't feel good today because you're seeing all the business coming to me." He says, "But one day you're going to have this." And John saw what would be coming and what was around the corner. And he would, you know, he'd say, "Hey, I want you to take this for me. We'll do a 50-50 split." And he threw me 2 or 3 of those to help prime the pump. And so when you're working with somebody as in a mentor relationship in business, they will connect you to people. They'll connect you to resources. They will encourage you. They might even throw you a bone to help prime your pump. So I guess the greatest advice I would offer today, Rick, would don't do it alone. Find somebody that will believe in you, that will pour into you, and that will perhaps even resource your dream and your vision.
Jeff, first of all, I loved your analogy about the 18-wheeler, and I know as a coach for 30 years that I did everything I could to talk and learn and listen from successful coaches. So I do believe in that philosophy. I think that's I know that the steps of a good man are ordered by God, but I think that also means the word ordered in there is very important. To follow. And so it sounds like that you had a great game plan, but also you had a great coach. So that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Just want to remind everybody, you're listening to Marketplace Saturday here on BPN Radio. And my special guest today from California is Jeff Kinney, and a man that I know is highly respected. Was a pastor for years, but now he's made the switch to business. And already, Jeff, I just tremendous amount of gold nuggets that you've given people already just to help with their business. I have another question for you. I know that you've been you made the transition a couple years ago, and since you've made that transition to business real estate, what would you looking back, maybe what would you have changed, and do you have any regrets?
Boy, I really at this point have absolutely no regrets. Making the transition, you know, we talked just a few minutes ago about some of the things that are necessary, and one of the things that you don't consider when you're starting a business are the tax ramifications. And so I would just add to our previous discussion that there needs to be a savings plan. You need to understand you got to put something away if you're spending everything that's coming in, or you get this false sense of hope that all this money is coming in, and then you don't realize there's a bill at the end of the year for your corporate taxes and your personal taxes. So I have no regrets. We plan for that as well, the tax ramifications, we have no regrets looking back on it. I don't think I would have done anything differently than we did it. And it was just this whole thing has been a walk of faith. It's amazing, Rick. I go back 30 years now when I was in Bible college, and there was a season that I was fasting and praying for provision, and God was doing so many supernatural things. I had less money in my pocket than I had had in years. And it's interesting because if you go all the way back to my childhood at the age of 11, when I had my first paper route, because I was tired of scrounging through the drawers to get food stamps because we were on welfare, you know, to go get a candy bar and a Sprite. And so I always wanted to, I didn't want to wear Kmart shoes for the rest of my life. You know, the blue tennis shoes with the four white stripes. They were, the brand was Trax, T-R-A-X. Right. And I didn't want to wear those the rest of my life. I wanted to wear what the other kids were wearing, you know?
Sure.
And so, it had been since I was 10 years old that I had no money. And then in Bible college, I had to live by faith. And here I was in my 50s after a successful ministry on and on and on, that I was feeling that all over again. And I just want to say this, that God always wants us to depend on Him. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And it took those 4 months to really recognize that I need God in every step of the way. And yeah, hey, Rick, I had somebody once ask me, they said, well, I thought the gift and calling of God are irrevocable. Once a pastor, always a pastor. And I said, you are absolutely right. And guess what? I get to pastor people now in the marketplace. So, Rick, what's so encouraging is that pastoral calling and that gifting and that anointing, it just shifted from the church. It shifted out into the marketplace. And I could tell you story after story after story in the last 2.5 years of the people that I've prayed with, that I've introduced to Christ. And I feel just as fulfilled in marketplace ministry as I did leading 1,000 people in a congregation. And so I would say that, man, looking back over the last 2.5 years, I don't think anything's changed. I feel like I'm the same, you know, nothing's different. It's just, it's a new face of ministry. So to answer the question, I really have no regrets. I don't think I'd do anything different. Every day I approach it like it's a new day, it's a new season, and God has someone on assignment for me to minister to today. And I learned that from your father. You know, life is all about assignments. And you complete one assignment and you're on to the next assignment. He talks about embarking and disembarking. You get on a ship, and it's important how you get onto the ship, but it's also important how you get off of the ship. So I'm already thinking, you know, I'm just getting onto this marketplace ministry, but I'm already thinking about how am I going to disembark? How do I leave a legacy for my children? You know, and we're already thinking about our future and what we're going to do. And we'll talk more about that later, I'm sure, in the program. But I don't have any regrets at this point.
That's great, Jeff. Well, it sounds like you're enjoying every minute, and God's blessing you. Well, I did want to ask about your family. I know family is extremely important to you. How did your wife and children handle these changes when you made the transition?
Well, I'll tell you, it was really, really tough for Missy. And that was probably the greatest challenge in all of this. You know, she is she's a third generation, fourth generation, you know, pastor. And she grew up in a pastor's home, and she left mom and dad to marry a pastor. So for the first, you know, 47 years of her life, she was, you know, you grow up in a pastor's home and you're the little princess, and, you know, everybody loves you and they adore you and they want to get close to you because, you know, not only are you a great person and she's a beautiful woman, but also you're the pastor's daughter. So you have, people have special interest in taking good care of you. So she always had people looking out for her, and she was always the little princess in the church. And then you go from that to being the queen. You know, you're the first lady of the house, and so there's special honor, and of course we all know there's incredible responsibility, and you carry a weight that no other woman in the church carries for the church. But there's also privilege, and so you go from, you know, being important. Every time you walk into the church, you're important. And then you step into this new season, a new role, and you're just coming into the church like everybody else. And we're still important. People walk over and they make sure they greet us and they hug us. And, you know, people come all through the service, coming over to give us a hug during the service. But, you don't have people knocking on your door asking, you know, for help. You don't have them asking for advice or counsel. And, you know, she's not leading the women, the leaders of the house. And so it's a different role. I will tell you, it was tough, you know, to go to the church on a particular Sunday and or go to a wedding or a funeral at the church, and you got to use a bathroom, and you're used to going into your office to use the bathroom. Now you got to use the public restroom. I mean, little things like
yes,
that.
Of course,
you know, my kids, they grew up in the school. They had keys to my office. They could go in and get a Coke anytime they want out of the refrigerator and use the bathroom. So, you know, they've made the transition well. In fact, my oldest son has been named the youth pastor. So now he's got keys to the building and I don't, but,
that's great.
If it's after hours, I have to ask him to open the door for me, but they've made the transition well. I will tell you, it has been extremely challenging. You know, but, we've weathered it and, you know, nothing that's been too difficult, but you understand what I'm saying. You grew up in a pastor's home. So those are, the little challenges that we've had to walk through, but they get an A+. All of my family members get an A+ for making this transition.
Yes, sir. That's great. Jeff, I want to say this. I would love to have you back on for Marketplace Saturday again, because we've only got about 6 or 7 minutes left. I have a couple other questions. Let me get to those. The first one may be a little bit shorter, but do you think that you'll ever step into a lead pastor role again?
Well, I sure hope so. We loved every minute of it. We love pastoral ministry, and if that's what God wants us to do, He will do it in a heartbeat. And at the same time, like I said a moment ago, we feel like we're pastoring in the marketplace. It's different. But to answer your question, we would do it in a heartbeat.
All right, that's great. Well, also, I want to make sure that I just touch on this as well before I ask you. I have a last question, but talk to us about nonprofit startup. How do you get started, or tell us something about that? Because I know a lot of people probably are considering nonprofit, but they don't know where to start or if it's a good thing to do, or just talk to us about it, please.
Yeah. Well, we did that this year. Last year we started our nonprofit. This year we'd like to buy our first house. We call it the House of Hope Project. And, you know, grew up in a single parent home and raised by, you know, a single mom. And so we want to give back. So we created a nonprofit so we could buy homes and put single moms in those homes at a very reduced rate so that they could afford to live in the Bay Area and raise their children. And to, you know, we just went to our CPA. We have a CPA that helped, and he walked me through the corporation, how to start, do a startup there, and also with a nonprofit. And so this is the year that we'll buy our home. And hopefully this time next year, I'll be able to tell you, Rick, that we have our first mom in one of our House of Hope projects, one of our homes. And we just feel like we've got to give back. We're not making money just to make money, but we want to make a difference. And I want to leave a legacy for my children. I want to show them how important it is to always give back, no matter how successful you are in business or whatever you do in life. It's never about you. It's always about someone else. And God blesses us to be a blessing to someone.
That's awesome. I want to know more about this House of Hope project. Do you have a website up for that yet?
Not yet. We're just getting it started. I mean, I've got the 501c3. I'm working with my CPA, and we're developing all of that. It's all in the works.
I think a lot of people would want to help with that, Jeff. I think that's incredible. what you're doing. That's not just a dream. That's a big dream, you know, to make that happen for,
thank you,
for single moms. And so we'll pray that that just explodes, that that's a blessing. Jeff, I have one more question. You guys are listening to Jeff Kinney, all the way from California, and I'm here in Austin, Texas, here on Marketplace Saturday. And Jeff is sharing some great insights and vision with us today. One more question, Jeff. It's obvious that you are a very busy man, and with your wife and your kids and your grandchildren now, I'd like to ask, how do you balance all that, and what do you do for fun as well?
Well, I'm out here at the Delta, so my brother's got a boat. We do some you know, water skiing or jet skiing. Had jet skis, and we do fishing and all that. We just picked up a couple of RVs, so we love to do some RV, you know, take our coach out and go do some camping, and we do a lot of that stuff. You know, I read something, Rick, if I could leave this little nugget, maybe a tidbit. I read something back in Bible college that has stuck with me all these years that I share with young pastors, and I share with my spiritual sons and daughters, that the four things we need to balance in our life are work, rest, play, and worship. And you know, the challenge in ministry is that we if we're not careful, our ministry becomes our worship, and we kind of lump it together. We've got to separate that. So that's why our devotional time and our prayer time and all that, we got to keep that separate from our assignment of ministry. So work, you know, got to have a good work ethic. You're never going to have success if you don't show up. You know, 90% of it is just showing up and being there. You know, and then play. I think most of us that are busy in life, we don't play. We don't learn to have those outlets, and that's part of the balance. And then rest. You know, always take your day off or your days off. For the 20 years that I was a lead pastor, I always took my 4 week vacation, and I took my days off, and I was not accessible on those days off unless it was an emergency, and staff knew how to get a hold of me for that. So we got to balance work with rest, mm-hmm, with play, and with our worship. And if we can do that, I think we can do anything that God tells us to do and we put our minds to do, and we can have success at it.
That's awesome. Jeff, pray for us. Pray for business people today. Thank you so much for being here. This was an amazing interview. Look forward to talking with you again. So if you'll pray, we'll really appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
Father, I thank you for Rick, and I thank you for his desire to speak into the hearts and the lives of businessmen and businesswomen, young and old alike. I know there'll be listeners that are in their teens or even younger, and you're going to put something in their spirit today that will carry them for generations to come. We know, God, that you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and everything we do is not just about us, but it's about those coming up underneath us, and I thank you for that. I pray for that man, that woman today, that maybe they're thinking about it. They're wondering if this is the season, and you're giving them the green light. Give them peace that this is the hour that you want them to step out. They might not see the provision right away, but God, I pray that they will respond with faith to whatever you call them to do, and you will then respond to their faith, and you will reward them for that. So bless every single businessman and woman right now listening. I'm asking you to open doors that no man can close. Close doors no man can open, and let the floodgates of heaven, let them open wide for every listener. I thank you again for this time that we've had together. I pray you would seal this time now by your spirit. I pray this in the powerful and the matchless name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Jeff Kinney. You've been listening to Marketplace Saturday with your host, Rick Gentry. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
You've been listening to another special edition of Marketplace Saturday, being heard throughout the day here on bpnradio.com. Keep listening for another special show here on Marketplace Saturday with your host, Rick Gentry.
This is bpnradio.com.